Hey, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com, and I am continuing the Dream Partner series, giving you the first 14 steps of the program here on the podcast. And this is step 10. Get really clear about where your vibration gets low during the dating process. So, another way to say this is, where do you start to feel bad, confused, insecure, down, wrong, overwhelmed in the dating process? And so you're going to look over your history and reflect on all the ways you've dated up until now. And just go into the mindset of observer. You don't have to go deep into like all the little nuances of every relationship. You're just looking for, where did you start to feel low vibrational in the dating process? Maybe not necessarily, we're not really so much focused on once you get into the relationship, but if that's what keeps coming up as you tune into yourself, then pay attention to that. But really go back to the early part of the dating process. Where do you start to feel low vibrational? Like, I always start to feel very low vibrational after a date, the first date has been set. After I say like, yeah, sure, that sounds great, let's do that. And then after that, it's like my enthusiasm cuts out and like nervousness sets in. And I think a little bit of it is, you know, you got to get ready for a date. And so I think I go into that mode. But yeah, it's real. I think if you play with it and you start to really be honest with yourself, you'll notice little patterns as to where you get a bit low vibrational in the dating process. So write down all the ways fear or cynicism or doubt or frustration or insecurity or lack or impatience or shame show up and drill your highest dating intentions. And my thought is, everyone is different. Maybe one of these show up for you after date one. You know, like me, all of this shows up before date one. And then ask yourself why. And if you need support around it, you know, that'd be one to ask your coach or talk about in therapy or journal on until you gain some clarity. So your list may look something like this. How does fear show up in my dating life? How does doubt show up in my dating life? Even more, make notes of what leads you to maybe settling for less than you desire when dating. So this could be like, when are you most likely to settle? When are you most likely to settle? When am I most likely to settle? I know that there is like, say, I was excited about somebody in the very beginning. Maybe we haven't met and then the communication goes flat and I don't hear from them anymore. That little ping of, well, it's a big ping of rejection for me. That feeling, that sensation has the potential to lead me into the next thing I attract might be a form of settling for less than I desire because I'm trying to run from that feeling. So that knowledge now, I can say, okay, if I go through the natural process of dating, there inevitably are going to be the highs and lows, which will include some rejection. There'll be someone that I start talking to and maybe we exchange some messages and I'm like, yes, I'm so excited. And then they disappear. I now know, because I've reflected on it, that that feeling can cause me to make a less than soulful choice right after that. So then I now know that awareness makes me more cautious, and not cautious in a bad way, cautious in a healthy way about the next thing I enter into. And then it's an opportunity. Okay. Some way, somehow, either I can learn a new way of managing the feeling of rejection, or I can just be really kind and loving and comforting to myself and let it move through me. Right. So I hope this helps. Why you want to do this inventory of where you get a little low vibrational in the dating process. You can even ask yourself in terms of settling, how does settling show up in my dating life? As you do this reflecting, be sure to not make yourself or anyone else wrong, right? I think that is probably the difference between someone who raises their consciousness when they do something like this and someone who stays stuck, is that if you start to get really hyper caught up in the details as you're reflecting on the past and reliving it in the moment, yeah, that's not the vibe I'm talking about. You want to go into a state of observer, and it's not a time, unless you haven't processed it. If you really do need to go back and look at some things that have caused you some hurt and pain, maybe put this exercise aside and do that work and then come back to this exercise. But if you're willing to go on the journey, it's not going to make you feel bad. You might feel like, ooh, I remember I did that. But you'll be kind and loving to yourself naturally. But if you find yourself like getting really upset and really angry, obviously there's something there that you need to look at. And so again, put this exercise away and come back to it. Be willing to feel all the feelings that come up, you know, and then let them move through you. You know, don't stuff them down. Don't get caught up in them. Don't let it ruin your day. It's just a feeling. It's just a memory. I'm going to be with it. I'm going to notice what I need to notice, and I'm going to let it move through me. So this is also a wonderful opportunity to recognize your patterns that lead you down a path that is the opposite of your dream partner. So as you make your list around shame, it might feel bad, but think of it as, hey, this is my opportunity to really get clear about how shame shows up in my dating life and what behaviors I take as a result of feeling that shame. So breathe through this entire process. Again, let everything come up. Don't let yourself feel embarrassed. Nobody can see you doing this but you. God is not judging you. Spirit is not judging you. Breathe. Just feel your way through it. And know you're going to feel amazing on the other side of doing this work. The more you know your patterns that keep you from what you want, the easier it will be to make a different choice as you move in the direction of your dream relationship. Yeah. And use all your tools, skills, and abilities. You know, I used to feel weird about using my psychic abilities in romantic relationships. And so then I would rely on the people around me. I'd be like, oh, I met this person. And they'd start talking. And I was like, those were all the wrong people to talk to you about anything healthy. And so now I'm like, oh, I use my psychic gifts. I use 100%. So just notice, this is just an opportunity to better understand the way you date and ways to shift the way you date so that you can be a match to your dream partner. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach, I would absolutely love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the 1-year intuitive coaching package. And I look forward to coming back with more shows. I have a few more left in the series. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.